These people are out to get their daily supplies. This road connects 40 villages and is a major lifeline for the town of Rongia. It's been underwater for nearly a week.
So I had dinner with all.
It's been more than 6 to 7 days since the flooding started in the area. The water came into our house a day before yesterday. My house was submerged at night.
Heavy flooding in Assam state has affected more than 4 million people. Thousands of villages are flooded and many people have been forced to flee their homes.
While heavy rains usually fall at this time of year in Assam, areas like Rongia haven't seen this kind of flooding in many years. Many people were unprepared and they're concerned that their main source of water is being polluted and could bring disease.
At least 150,000 people have been moved to camps. The government has set up centres to distribute food and supplies. Health workers are conducting malaria tests.
This relief camp is in Kamrup district. We are conducting health checkups for all those living in the relief camp. We are also providing the people with required medicine. We are mostly getting fever cases. We have not found symptoms of any other disease yet.
Evacuations are underway. The military is also rescuing people. But they're being hampered by constant rain and rising water levels.
People from Polo Bhanga were coming to sell milk and vegetables here. 9 people were traveling in the boat which sank in the river. 4 of them have been rescued.
The monsoon season began early this month and rainfall has already broken records. That's making people anxious about what they'll face before it ends. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, Rongia in Northeast India.